I was asked a couple days ago, after last year, I was asked by a few Bachrim, and then actually today I mentioned it to two from Bachrim, that till now we had discussed the little vertical lines, little lines underneath the word, right, this, that show us the accent of the word. Now, I was asked about the little horizontal lines, the one lines on the top. In the Art Scroll Sitter, you'll see these horizontal lines that go from top, side to side. There's a little on top of the word. So I would like to get involved with explaining what those are about and the rules for them and when yes, when no. We'll have to give a bit of a hakdamah. Probably today's shir might suffice, if not for too sure, a bit of a hakdamah to the concept of proper pronunciation of the vowels, and then we'll get into the concept of what's called the shva, and that deals with those vertical lines. The first thing we have to know is there's something called letters. In English, they're called consonants. You have the regular letters, and then you have something called vowels. Now, back in the old days, when we said vowels, that means somebody's teaching you grammar and no one wants to listen. But it's actually kind of cool because we'll see that the Lashon Kodesh, Nekudas, the dots underneath the letters and on top of the letters in Lashon Kodesh are really the same as what we had, A, E, I, O, and U. Back when we were kids, somebody back in the back, in our hazy in the back of the memory there was something called A, E, I, O, and U, and no one knew what the heck that meant. No one knew what that meant. The A, E, I, O, and U are what we call vowels. Now, we're going to see, I'll just take a second to explain, but before we get involved with it, we have to realize that it's extremely important when we're davening to not skip any letters. If you're davening and you leave out letters, then the post can talk about the fact that in theory a person will not be yotzei the davening. Besides the things we've talked about earlier, more basic than the accent and stuff like that, the most basic level is at least pronounce the letters correctly, and therefore is extremely important for those to not disturb, please. The letters should have to be pronounced. All letters have to be pronounced. Just because the guy who lanes doesn't always pronounce them doesn't mean that we can do that. Maven Yovin. Anyway, we have the letters have to be pronounced, and now what I'd like to discuss today are the vowels. All the vowels, it is essential to pronounce the correct vowels, meaning a tzeiri has to be as a tzeiri and not a kamatz. For example, chaylev, which is the fats of the animal, which is chayiv kares, is an isser to eat, right, as opposed to chalav, can be a mitzvah to eat. Chalav and chaylev, the difference between would be a kamatz and a tzeire, and if you differentiate, you are not careful, you're not particular to read the vowels correct on the words, you would actually change the meaning of the word, and also, just like if you left out a letter, the same thing would apply to vowels. It's extremely important to pay attention to pronounce the correct vowels. What is a vowel? What a vowel is doing is, if you take a letter, there's no way to pronounce the letter unless you, so to speak, get it moving. The word for vowel in English, in Lashon Kodesh, is the word tenua. Tenua means to move. When something is moving, it's called lahania, right? It's moving. So a tenua gets the letters moving. Meaning, if you take a bass, the bass has no sound. You can't just play, there is no sound, right? There's nothing to it. When you put a kamatz or a tzeiri, a patach underneath it, it gets the letter moving, and that then you are able to pronounce the letter. So every letter has to have a vowel to it. You cannot have any letters that don't have some sort of a vowel, a nekuda, either on top or bottom, but it has to have some sort of nekudas connected to it, otherwise you will have no sounds. So the concept will suffice today, just explaining that there is a concept called letters, and there's a concept called vowels, which are the tenuas, and only through the tenuas can you possibly move the letters. There are 10 tenuas, we'll discuss them later point, there are 10 tenuas. So they're divided into two groups of five, which will be discussed. It says there are five koilos that the chos and the chos and kala chamisha koilos. In some form, it's mentioned that the chamisha koilos have something to do with the five vowels. In mystic writings, they talk about it. Say mystic, everybody starts listening. And then it says in Matan Torah also it discusses the koilos that were given at Matan Torah. There's a certain amount of koilos. Also, if you'll pay attention, they will correspond with the koilos of Matan Torah. Correspond with the vowels, the sounds of the letters that we pronounce when we're davening. And those are the vowels and the tenuas, and we'll discuss. And just to finish off, the shva, the two dot thing, which is what the vertical lines are, is not a vowel. So I just said something that has no connection to anything we started talking. So I'm going to start talking about the shva, but actually I just mentioned that there are vowels, and the vowels is not a shva is not a vowel, and we'll talk about this more later. Thank you.